I just thought it was a disgrace and an embarrassment. You know, the attack on the Prime Minister and on the Leader of the Opposition, I just thought it was the worst thing I've ever seen for many years. You know, we're in an Australian democracy. We all believe in this, in the strength of protest and the strength of and freedom of speech. But, you know, they had no right to do what they did.
I don't expect you to name names or know who the people were as individuals, but who were those people who were protesting yesterday?
Look, the problem with the Tent Embassy is that for every Aboriginal person, it is a strong symbol of the struggle. What they did back in 1970 was fantastic, and for the mainstream Aboriginal community, it represented us. It hasn't done that for 20 years now. It's a bit of an irrelevant, and you've got a motley crew of people out there who have now sort of hijacked the importance, the sacredness of the Tent Embassy.
What is the Tent Embassy, Warren? What does it represent at its best?
Look, back in the 1970s, you know, people got to cast their mind back. It was a different world. Aboriginal people were cut out from the mainstream of Australian society. There were laws that actually forced that mainstream out from us, even though the 67 referendum had happened. There were still laws in regard to education and attending schools and so on. So we were very much on the fringe of Australian society and were treated as we didn't have political rights, we didn't have many rights at all. And what those people did in that day by setting up the Tent Embassy, and what a brilliant name, even the name Embassy, to highlight that we were foreigners and treated as foreigners in our own land. And from that a demonstration, many laws were changed, benefit programs were put in place. And, you know, you look at the money that's been spent this, you know, annually on Aboriginal affairs now, it's in the realm of about $10 billion annually, about education, housing, getting people into employment, making all these changes that need to be made. Now, I'm not going to sit here and argue the case that everything's perfect. No, it's not. It's still got a long way to go.
And there are suggestions that a lot of that money has not achieved the goals it's wanted. There's been suggestions some of that money's even been squandered.
And that's true. And there's so much things we've got to do better in this area. And, you know, we see report after report after report. But then to attack the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition as racist, attack them in the way that they did, there is no room for that. There's a table. A lot of Aboriginal people are sitting around those tables across this country having discussions and working with governments of all political persuasions to improve the lot of Aboriginal people.
Can I ask you, Warren Mundine, your former ALP president and Indigenous leader, it is suggested that it was a comment by Mr Abbott that set things off. I'll read the comment that's being claimed to have incited some people to their actions yesterday. Mr Abbott said, when asked if the Tent Embassy was still relevant or should it move on, quote, "I think the Indigenous people of Australia can be very proud of the respect in which they are held by every Australian. And yes, I think a lot has changed since then. And I think it probably is time to move on from that." Is it reasonable for people to have found those statements by Tony Abbott inflammatory or racist?
No, I don't think it is at all. It's a lot of Aboriginal people think as well. You know that this is why we're having this debate about having Aboriginal people in the Constitution and that. You know, he didn't say you need to move people away from the Tent Embassy. You need to knock the Tent Embassy down. He didn't say any of those things. What the demonstrators are using as excuses for what they did. In fact, that was a very harmless statement that he said. It was not inflammatory at all.
Is it time for us to move on? Is it time for the Tent Embassy to be shut down?
No, the Tent Embassy to all Aboriginal people is very important. It is a very strong symbol for us of our struggle, and it is also, we need to have it as a memorial to the 1970 demonstration and what happened, which made great changes, not only for Aboriginal people, but for us as a nation.
Some commentators from the conservative side of the media are concerned that these reforms that you've spoken of that are being suggested for the Constitution, removing reference to race, etc., might actually create a two-tiered society.
No, look, there's no constitution in the world, let alone in Australia, should have clauses about race. You know, the Constitution has been a great constitution for Australia, but we've got to realise it was a 19th century document. We need to bring it now into the 21st century. We need to remove references to race and get that out of there. And at the same time, a lot of Australians, not only Aboriginal people, but a lot of Australians want to see the recognition of the First Peoples of this country in that constitution as well. They're pretty harmless changes. I think we need to move forward, and these things can be positive and really build a good environment for Australia.
Can I ask you, Warren Mundine, Australia Day was yesterday. Some people do ask questions about European settlement. Some people do refer to Australia Day as Invasion Day, etc., and take Australia Day as a day to think about those issues. How do you balance your obvious love for this country and your involvement in modern-day Australian politics with issues of how Aboriginals are being treated over time? And how do you reflect on those things on Australia Day, Warren Mundine?
Well, one thing that is great about Australia Day is that it gives you that time for those conversations and in those reflections and that. There's a lot of great things about our nation, and there's a lot of, you know, not so great things about our nation, just like any other nation in the world. Myself personally, I would rather prefer a different day, because it is the celebration of the day when Captain Arthur Phillip came into Australia. It would be a better day to move it to have a more unifying day. But, you know, yesterday I was at the Yarban Festival in Sydney. It's a great celebration of Aboriginal culture and music, and it was a fantastic day with people coming together, and that's what it should be about.
Can I ask you where your people are from, Warren?
Yeah, I'm the Bundjalung people of the North Coast of New South Wales.
Okay, well, my respects to elders past and present, and thanks so much for being our guest on the show today, Warren.
Okay, thank you, Adam.